You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. So this evening, I invite you to come just as you are, as we pray and meditate together over the 14 stations of the cross. This is the significant events as we journey together from Christ's trial to his crucifixion at Calvary. The Gospel of Luke says, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And so in the spirit of taking up our own crosses on this Good Friday evening, I want you to journey to the hill at Golgotha where Christ was crucified. Through the streets of Jerusalem, all the people and sights that Jesus encountered along the way are significant because all of those people are in one way or another, you and I. And so we begin at the first station where Jesus is condemned to death at his trial. Jesus stands in the most human of places. He's already experienced profound solidarity with so many on the earth by being beaten and tortured. And now he is wrongfully condemned to punishment by death, even death on the cross. His commitment to completely entering our lives begins its final steps today. He said yes to God the Father, and he's placed his life in the Father's hands. And we follow him in his final surrender. We contemplate with reverence each place along the way as his precious blood is poured out and his body is given for us. And we pray, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And as I view this scene before me, I become moved by both outrage and gratitude. I look at Jesus, his face, the crown of thorns on his head, the blood trickling down, his clothes stuck to the wounds on his back. I watch as Pilate washes his hands of the whole affair. And Jesus' hands are tied behind his back and he's led away to die. And I realize that this is for me, that I might be free, that I might have eternal life. As the journey to the cross begins, I ask to be with Jesus, to follow his journey. And I express my love and my thanks to him and to God the Father. We arrive at the second station. Jesus carries his cross. Jesus is made to carry the cross on which he will die. It represents the weight of all of our crosses. What he must have felt as he first took it upon his shoulders. With each step, he enters more deeply into our human experience. He walks in the path of human misery and suffering and experiences its crushing weight upon himself. And we pray, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And as I contemplate the wood of that cross, I imagine how heavy it is. I reflect upon all it means that Jesus is carrying it. I look into his eyes and it's all there. This is done for me. And so I place myself with him in this journey, in its anguish, in his freedom and surrender, in the love that must fill his heart for me. And so with sorrow and gratitude, I continue the journey with him. Moved by the power of his love, I'm drawn to him, and I express my love in the words, the only words that come to me. He was pierced for my transgressions and crushed for my sins. He bore the punishment that made me whole. By his wounds, I am healed. At the third station, Jesus falls for the first time. The weight is unbearable, and Jesus falls under it. How could he enter our lives completely without surrendering to the crushing weight of the life of so many on this earth? He lays on the ground and knows the experience of weakness beneath unfair burdens. He feels the powerlessness of wondering if he will ever be able to continue. He is pulled up and whipped and made to go on. And we pray, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And so I stare at the weakness in his eyes. I can look at his whole body and see the exhaustion. As I behold him there on the ground being roughly pulled up, I know forever how profoundly he understands my fatigue and my defeats. This is for me. In grief and in gratitude, I want to let him remain there for a time, to catch his breath. And as I watch him stand again and gain an inner strength, I accept his love and I express my thanks. And we come to the fourth station. Jesus meets his mother. Jesus' path takes him to a powerful source of his strength to continue. All his life, his mother had taught him the meaning of the words, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord." Now they look into each other's eyes. How pierced through her heart must be. How pained he must be to see her tears. Now her grace-filled smile blesses his mission and stirs his heart to its depth. Love and trust in God the Father bind them together. And so we pray. We adore you, O Christ. And we bless you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. And as I watch them in this place along the way, I contemplate the mystery of love's power to give strength. Mary knows the sorrow in every mother's heart who has lost a child to tragedy or violence. I look at the two of them carefully and long for such love and such peace. And I know this is for me, such incredible freedom, the availability of a servant. And I find the words to express what is in my heart as we come to the fifth station. Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry his cross. Jesus even experiences our struggle to receive help. He's made to experience the poverty of not being able to carry his own burden alone. He enters into the experience of all who must depend upon others to survive. He is deprived of the satisfaction of carrying this burden on his own. And so we pray, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I look into Jesus' face and I contemplate his struggle, his weariness and fragility, his impotence. I see how he looks at Simon with utmost humility and gratitude, and I know this is for me, so I feel anguish and gratitude. I express my thanks that he can continue this journey, that he has help, that he knows my inability to carry my burden alone. And I say what is in my heart with deepest feeling as we arrive at the sixth station. The woman wipes the face of Jesus. Jesus' journey is at times brutal. He's entered into the terrible experiences of rejection and injustice. He's been whipped and beaten. His face shows the signs of his solidarity with all who have ever suffered injustice and vile, abusive treatment. He encounters a compassionate, loving disciple who, with a cloth, wipes the vulgar spit and the mocking blood from his face. And we pray, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. What does the face of Jesus hold for me? What do I see as I look deeply into his face? Can I try to comfort his agony and pain? Can I embrace him with his face so covered with his passion? The cloth I behold is a true icon of his gift of himself. This is for me. I wonder and I awe. I behold his face now wiped clean and see the depth of his suffering in solidarity with all human flesh. And we arrive at the seventh station where Jesus falls the second time. Even with help, Jesus stumbles and falls to the ground. In deep exhaustion, he stares at the earth beneath him. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return. He has seen death before. Now he can feel the profound weakness of disability and disease and aging itself there on his knees under the weight of his cross. And so we pray, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. I contemplate Jesus brought very low. As I behold him there on the ground with all the agony taking its toll on him, I let my heart go out to him. I store up this image in my heart, knowing that I will never feel alone in my suffering or in any worldly diminishment. With this image of Jesus on the ground before me, I know that this is for me, and so I express the feelings in my heart as we arrive at the eighth station. Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. The women of Jerusalem and their children come out to comfort him and thank him on his journey. They had seen his compassion and welcomed his words of healing and freedom. He had broken all kinds of social and religious conventions to connect with them. And now they're here to support him. He feels their grief. He suffers, knowing he can't remain to help them more in this life. He knows the mystery of facing the separation of death. And so we pray, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. I look at the faces of the women so full of love and gratitude, so full of loss and fear. I contemplate what words might have passed between them. I remember all his tender, compassionate, merciful love for me. And I place myself there with these women and children to support him, because I know this is for me. So I let this scene stir up in me deep gratitude. And we come to the ninth station. Jesus falls a third time. This last fall is devastating. Jesus can barely proceed to the end, summoning all his remaining strength, supported by his inner trust in God the Father. Jesus collapses under the weight of the cross, and his executioners look at him as a broken, pathetic man, yet paying a price that he deserves. They help him up so he can make it up the hill of crucifixion. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And so we pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. And so I pause to contemplate him there on the ground once again. The brokenness that makes me whole, the surrender that gives me life. I pause to experience and receive how completely he loves me. He is indeed completely poured out for me. As I treasure this gift, I express what is in my heart as we arrive at the 10th station. Jesus' clothes are taken away. Part of the torment is to be crucified naked. Jesus is completely stripped of any dignity. The wounds on his back are torn open again. He experiences the ultimate vulnerability of the defenseless. No shield or security protects him. As they stare at him, his eyes turn to heaven. And so we pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. I pause to watch the stripping. I contemplate all that is taken from him, and now he faces his death with such vulnerability, such nakedness, and I reflect upon how much of myself he has revealed to me, holding nothing back. As I look at him in his humility, I know that this is for me, and I share my feelings of gratitude. At last, we are at the 11th station, and Jesus is nailed to the cross. Huge nails are hammered through his hands and feet to fix him on the cross. He's bleeding much more seriously now. And as the cross is lifted up, the weight of his life hangs on those nails. Every time he struggles to pull himself up to breathe, his ability to cling to life slips away. And so we pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. I force myself to watch the nails being driven through his flesh. I watch his face. I contemplate the completeness of his entry into our lives. Can there be any pain or agony he would not understand? And I know that this is for me, nailed to a cross to forever proclaim liberty to captives like me. What sorrow what gratitude fill my heart. At the 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. Between two criminals, a mocking title above his head, with only Mary and John and Mary Magdalene there to support him, Jesus surrenders his last breath. Into your hands I commend my spirit. And so we pray, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I stand there at the foot of the cross, side by side with the rest of humanity, and we behold our salvation. I carefully watch and listen to all that is said, and then I experience the one who gives life pass from life to death for me. I want to console Mary and John and Mary. I want to let them console me. This is the hour to express the deepest feelings within me of grief and gratitude. At the 13th station, the body of Jesus is taken down from the cross. What tender mourning. Jesus' lifeless body lies in his mother's arms. He has truly died. A profound sacrifice, a complete submission. And so we pray, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I behold this scene at the foot of the cross. I contemplate his lifeless body. I remember all his hands have touched, all who have been blessed by his warm embrace. I pause to let it soak in. He knows the mystery of death. He has fallen into God's hands. That I might love as I have been loved, I pour out my heart to the God of all mercy. And finally, we arrive at the 14th station. Jesus is laid in the tomb. They take the body of Jesus to its resting place. The huge stone over the tomb is the final sign of the permanence of death. In this final act of surrender, who would have imagined this tomb would soon be empty, or that Jesus would show himself alive to his disciples, or that they would recognize him in the breaking of the bread? Oh, that our hearts might burn within us as we realize how he had to suffer and die so as to enter into his glory for us. And so we pray, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And so I pause to contemplate this act of closure on his life. In solidarity with all humanity, his body is taken to its grave. I stand for a moment outside his tomb. This final journey of his life has shown me the meaning of his gift of himself for me. This tomb represents every tomb I stand before with fear. Every tomb I stand before in defeat. Every tomb I stand before struggling to believe that the tomb could ever be empty. In the fullness of faith in the risen one, I express my gratitude for this way of the cross. I ask Jesus, whose hands, feet, and side still bear the signs of this journey, to grant me the grace I need to take up my own cross and follow him. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Amen.
Let's join in Amazing Grace.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.